fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Yeah, let's get stupid. We're gonna get stupid tonight, motherfucker. Hitler's here. Milkman is here. We're all here. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is starting up. Late as usual. Fashionably late, as I always like to say. We're having some buffer problems, unfortunately. So, hopefully the stream should not be buffering any longer. Please let me know immediately if there's any buffer problems. If you hear buffering, like if we sound like we're like... like if you hear that, let us know immediately and I'll try to fix it. Anyway.
All that means is that there's a mild case.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's Milkman you hear buffering, that's just normal. If it's me, then you know something's up. If Milkman's audio's chopped, that's part of the joke. That's why it's Thursday night. Thursday night, March the 6th of 2008. And it's time for some prank calls. It's time for some fun. It's time to enjoy ourselves. In the studio here tonight via satellite link up, I have the following people. First of all, none other than the man himself, Milkman. Milkman, what is up, bro?
Yes, my brother, my hermano. Yes, sir, Carlito, man. We're ready to kick off a wild night of hijinks and pranks right here in the Madhouse. 98.6 Mouth. And speaking of that, I'm going to pop one off in celebration of the moment. Are you ready, my friend? Are you ready? Give me a countdown.
You need a countdown?
Three.
Three? Okay, three, two, one.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
All right, good, good. All right, well, everybody's here with us tonight, all our listeners. We don't have...
It's a cold grouch, my friends.
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Tonight is a slow night. Not many people are listening. It's just, I think it's just one of those off nights. Syndicate Radio.TV, of course. Everybody over there. We have a few minutes right now. The plane itself, Air Force One.
Whoa.
That's some serious shit, dude. You know that, right, Milkman? When Air Force One is hanging out.
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Watch out for the Bush, George Bush.
That's a good movie, though. Air Force One, remember, where Han Solo was the president, and he told the guy to get off his plane, and he kicked him out, and he took his parachute off, and he jumped after him, the president did, and he was beating him up on the way down. And then at the last minute,
oh, hell yeah,
President
man.
Han Solo pulled his ripcord,
was the best.
And the parachute went out, and he floated nice and safe down into the hills of California. That was a beautiful movie.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's exactly what it is. Of course, we also have Tuck. The Tuck.
Ability to do that.
The Tuck is here. How are you, the Tuck?
Tug.
Tug. That's right. We called him Tug last week. Big Tug.
Yeah.
Tug. Tug's over there tugging on one.
Tug.
Now Tug One is here. Hey, Tug, how you doing, man? All right, Tug's not talking. Baz is here. Baz, are you present?
Yes.
I am present.
All right.
And accounted for.
Present and accounted for. Pleasantly present. That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody. Nunu. I want to thank Nunu. Of course, Lonesome Losers out here confirming numbers away. That's good. You're going to like that. I got to bring the mic down here, dude.
Yes.
I'm like talking up to the mic.
The hardest working man. The numbers hit, man.
And all of prank calls.
You know some loser.
He's a pretty cool guy. Don't give him any shit in the chat room. Anyway, so yeah, not many
man.
People listening, but whatever. I don't care. We're still going to do prank calls. We're still going to have fun. We'll get to news later.
We're going to raise so much cane, they're all going to tune in to find out what the hell the problem is over here. Why ain't they here yet?
That's something racist. Okay, we got Burger King's, we got Jack in the Box, Hardee's, Arby's, TCBY, Radio Shack. We got Kinky Young Blondes. All right, a redneck woman answered a Kinky Young Blondes.
Ooh, bye-bye. Right.
We got the Chiba Hut.
Woo.
What else? The Chiba Hut, interesting. Chang's Chinese Fast Food. Let's call Chang's Chinese I gotta say that right. Chang's Chinese fast food. That's the one we're gonna call. Just a moment, folks. The first.
I want a momo gai pan, a pupu gai pan.
The first prank call of the night. Chang's Chinese fast food coming up in just a moment.
All right, man.
Our hours are from 11 a.m. She did not rehearse that one. Yeah, she's not a good. She should stay away from radio. Leave it to the pros like me. Yeah. Hey. Hey guys, out there in video land. Check this out. Oh, those of you watching out there. This is the Heineken keg can from last week. I got tired of the foam and whatnot, so I'm just drinking straight out of the keg now. And I just stick the straw here and I pull the lever. And listen to it. Sounds like I'm hitting. It sounds like when I'm done with it, it sounds like I'm hitting a bong. Check this out. Look at that instant. Nice. It's like a main line into my mouth of beer. Heineken Premium Light. It's a very nice brew. I like it. All right, let me check and see what's going on in Syndicate here. Just drinking straight out of the thing. It's almost done. I've been sipping on it here for the last week. You know, I fill a glass, maybe like one glass a day. But I figured
you had that thing mobile the other night, didn't you, Armando?
Yeah, I did. Oh, that was a long one right there.
Right at you.
That's a long one right there. So, yeah.
It's a Mercedes Madhouse mobile hitting your way.
All right.
Yeah, wait a minute. I had something I wanted to say.
Oh, go ahead. Say something, sir.
Hey, you know that new call you put up, the Bucket of Owners?
Yes.
Where he said he can't tell what that guy's saying?
Yeah, what's he saying? Do you know?
Okay, yeah. I was listening to it, and right after you said, you're one of those, he says... Yeah, I'm one of those fucking foreigners.
Is that what he says? He really says
yeah,
one...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, man. Listen to it.
Am I that dense that I couldn't figure that out? I probably am that stupid that I couldn't figure that out. Hang on, let me listen to that now. Oh, that's stupid. It sounds like he's saying I'm one of those bucket of boners. So is that, I'm one of those fucking foreigners? All right, hang on, let's listen. Okay.
I think so.
Let's analyze that. Baz, if you figure that out, you get a gold star. Man, I'm telling you, you get five gold stars. Shit, five gold stars. All right, this is the call here in question.
How close are you to here?
Like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
I just gotta get the wheelchair. I'll be there soon. Can I talk to the guy back there? Maybe let me ask him in person. If that's okay.
Who, bro?
Yeah, bro. Put bro on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, buddy, I was asking for a gristle sandwich. Is that possible this time of night?
What do you need?
Well, you know when you make the steak, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you take that spatula, you scrub all that stuff off the grill. You take a piece of white bread and you fold it in half and you run it longwise along the spatula. And you take a slice of American cheese, you put it right down the half.
But who is this?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from my house, sir. I mean, you know... Because I'm Samoan doesn't mean I'm a piece of.
I don't know who you are.
I'm Samoan.
But
I'm a Samoan.
So, I'm Croatian and Italian.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket of boners.
I don't know. It sounds like it says bucket of boners. I don't. Are you sure? It sounds like bucket of boners.
He said bucket of boners.
I really think it's bucket of boners.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
Get the madhouse consensus.
I'm Samoan, but. I'm a Samoan.
So, I'm Croatian and Italian.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket of boners.
Man, maybe you're right. I guess I can't see it or I can't hear it.
Oh, you're one of those.
That sounds kind of like a...
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that sounds kind of like a distant relative of Reclude. Listen how he's like saying his words. You're one of those.
Those bucket of boners.
I swear to God, he's saying bucket of boners.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket of boners.
I don't know. Maybe
bucket of boners.
Maybe he meant to say, and then who's saying this? DC Loke is saying bucket of boners is Croatian for fucking foreigners. Sorry, right, there's the answer right there. That's all it is. That's right. Now that we know the truth, figure that out. Okay. So,
there's a gold star.
Yeah. Croatian Italian. That's something. That's a mix right there, Croatian and Italian. Crazy Heretic says he says fucking foreigners. Man, I must be retarded if I can't hear that. Seriously, you people, I'm going to have to change the whole title of the stupid prank call because that makes no sense.
Those.
No, it's bad.
No, don't change it. That's funny.
Huh?
No, because it does sound, it does sound like he's saying that, but I think he's really saying what I said.
Bucket of boners. Fucking foreigners. Yeah. All right. We'll keep it as it is. I won't go too crazy about it.
I think bucket of boners is an excellent choice.
Bucket of boners.
Yeah,
I love bucket. I'm a bucket of boners. All right, cool. I'm a barrel of laughs. That's like another way of saying it. I'm a fucking bucket of boners here. Anyway, Croatian, Italy, or neighbors. Well, that shows you how much I know and how well American schooled I am that I didn't even know that. I didn't know Croatia touched Italy at all. Man, am I stupid. Man, am I American.
Croatia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, continuing on. The next prank call tonight here is coming from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, Lonesome. This is for Daglio's Cheesesteaks and Hoagies. Yeah. Daglio's Cheesesteaks and Hoagies.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. We're going to call now. I got to find a prank call here. Or I got to find a song here to play first. Just a moment. Man, I'm not feeling this show tonight. I think I'm going to stop early. I'm telling you now. I know I say this every week.
What the
But
heck?
I think this
Come
is the
on,
week
man,
that I made.
Party.
I mean, yeah, there's like nobody listening. I got 10 people on the mouth. I got 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's see where Cynic is at. Is this the song tonight? Is this happening sometime? We got 13. That's 23 live.
One half shit.
How many do we have on, how many people do we have on Justin.TV? Anybody know?
Well, 21 was our last report.
21. So we got a total of 40 and a half listeners. Well, you know, 4.5, I'd say an average of maybe 41, 42, 43 listeners or something like that. Okay. All right, I guess that's not too bad. All right, so we'll trot along here. We got El Pollo Loco, too. The crazy chicken. Yes. Anyway, so we're causing
it. Yeah, those are all over out here, man. They got some good munchies, bro.
Yeah, they got turned into Pollo Tropical over here. Pollo Loco used to be the original one, and now it's Pollo Tropical, which means tropical.
Oh, okay. It's still El Pollo Loco here, man.
Is it? That's very queer. I don't have any music to play here, dude. This sucks. Let me try to find something real quick. All right, I guess I'll play this. All types of trouble here tonight in the mouth. Anyway, the next prank call of the night coming up, it's I don't know, cheesesteaks and hoagies. I'll figure it out. Maybe Jack Masterson will join us. Here we go. Jeepers says he says, I'm one of those fucking boners. I'm one of those fucking boners. Maybe that's what he says. I'm one of those fucking boners. Because he's Italian. He's like, hey, I'm one of those fucking boners. Hey.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those fucking boners.
No, that's a hard B, man. I hear two hard Bs.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those bucket boners.
it sounds so stupid.
One of those bucket boners.
Bucket boners. Whatever. Why are we still talking about that? Jesus. All right. That's available. That's available for download at the Madhouse Forums, which are back now. The Madhouse Forums. madhouselive.com/forums. I have exclusive pranks you can't get anywhere else. You can submit prank requests not only to me but to everybody on the forums, all the Madhouse listeners. If you want not just me but anybody else, any of our talented listeners and crew members here to try pranking for you, by all means. Also keep in mind I did recently update the request a prank form. There's a lot more options. You can add international calls, and you can also request to have your caller ID spoofed when we do a prank call for you. That's all there at the website at madhouselive.com.
Right.
You know, I haven't given out any information
the
tonight.
Most interactive show.
Let me stroke my cock here for a little while. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's toll-free anywhere in the United States and Canada, 888-278-8509. You can also reach me on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Again, that's for MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. Did want to mention that Reclude made contact with me earlier tonight, said he will try to be making an appearance here in about an hour from now. So that'll be fun. Hopefully we do hear Big Reclude on the line here soon. Maybe he'll entertain us with some more prank calls as usual.
Speaking of a bucket of boners, where the hell has that crazy Reclude been?
He's been busy. He's been in the studio, he says, so he's been busy. Anyway, I promised a prank call, so here we go. Right, cheesesteaks and hoagies. Wait a minute. Yes, no, yes. I don't know. Am I ready? Milkman, am I ready? Yes, I am.
3, 2, 1, in action. Yes.
All right, good. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for choosing Daglia's. This is Katie. How can I help you?
Katie.
Hello?
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hey. I want to make an order.
Yeah. Not a problem. What do you want? What can I get for you?
Oh, your cheesesteaks. You use butter on it?
I can.
It's like the squeeze butter, right?
Yep.
Can you add some garlic to the butter?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how do you make this on the, you put cheese?
Okay.
Like the cheesesteak, explain it to me. You put cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want it with extra cheese.
Okay, and what kind of cheese did you want?
You got provolone?
White American cheese with or provolone?
Provolone.
Okay, and did you want a 9 or a 12 inch?
12.
Did you want caramelized onions on that?
No. Here's the deal. We want the cheese, right? And
okay.
With the cheese, I want the garlic, like the garlic butter, you know?
Okay.
We're gonna add garlic to the garlic butter. And then
okay.
I would like some... Do you have any marinara sauce?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll put that on there. And then do you have any, like, sausage or pepperoni?
I don't.
What kind of meats do you have? Well, you got the steak meat, right?
I'm sorry?
You got the steak meat?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll take the bread, and on the bread, we'll put marinara sauce, and then provolone cheese on top, and then we'll put the steak meat on top of it.
Okay.
And then put it in the oven until it's done.
Okay.
Okay. What would you call that?
A cheesesteak?
That's not
with a toasted bun?
That's not a cheesesteak. If you had any brains, you'd know that that's a pizza, you know?
No, not really.
It's a pizza sandwich. How long have you been doing this for? What, like a year, maybe?
I'm sorry, can you hold on just 1 second, please?
Okay. I don't know where I'm going with this.
This is Chuck.
Big Chuck.
Yeah.
Who did, what favor did she do to get a job there answering the phone?
I don't know. Who's this?
Oh, this is Masterson. Valente Masterson.
How you doing, Masterson?
Valente Masterson.
How you doing, Valente?
Good. I was subscribing to the sandwich that I wanted. And she's just making assumptions that it's a cheesesteak. I want a pizza sandwich. And I was hoping we could get that on here. Pizza sandwich.
A pizza sandwich.
Right.
And never heard of it. What is it?
Well, I don't tell me you can't do it because I described the whole process to her. And she said all along, yes. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that.
Okay, well, what is it?
Oh, man. You get the bread, right?
Yeah.
You put marinara sauce and garlic butter, and you put, on top of that, you put provolone cheese, and then you put, I said pepperoni, but she's like, no, we don't have pepperoni. Is that a real or a lie?
No, we don't have pepperoni.
It's not a reel?
We have no pepperoni.
You sure it's not a reel? It's a lie or a reel?
We have no pepperoni.
Well, I'm asking, is it a reel or not? And you keep
real?
You keep answering my question with a statement.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I don't know what you're saying. Is it real? We do not have pepperoni.
Is it a real, sir? You do not have pepperoni. Is it a real or no? Well?
I don't know what a real is.
Is it a real or is it a lie? The statement is, you have pepperoni. Is it a real?
No, we do not. We do not have pepperoni. Let me say it again. We do not have pepperoni.
You're supposed to say yes or no. You've never said no or yes. You keep answer me with a statement.
What does do not mean?
Is it a real? Say that. Do not. It is a real. It is not a real. That's all you
have. I don't know what a real is. What the hell are you talking about a reel?
Do I need to look up?
What's a reel?
A reel, R-E-A.
Is that like a type of pepperoni?
Why don't you turn around and ask any customer who's there what the word reel means and see what they tell you?
I know what reel means. I don't know what a reel means.
They'll say you're a real jerk. That's what they'll say.
Okay.
Because you're pushing me around on the phone. I don't like bullies.
How am I pushing around on the phone? I'm asking you what you asked me. Do you have pepperoni? I said, no, we do not.
And I said, is it a reel or is it a lie? And you're like, I don't know.
That it is not. We don't have pepperoni.
You know, sir, just because...
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I'm Croatian-Italian. All right?
Good.
I'm one of those bucket of boners. That's how you're going to treat me, like I'm one of those bucket of boners.
I don't know what you want.
You
asked me if we have a pizza sandwich. We don't. We can make something, but we don't have pepperoni.
Well, do I have to... Okay. So what else do you have that's ham-like? What else comes from the pig?
I don't know. We got Parma prosciutto. We got capicola.
Whoa. What's this? Last time I checked, I'm a citizen of the United States. What's this capicola? What's that? What? What is this? All right. I had to abort that call. Cause...
You're going fucking nowhere, man. That was fun, though.
Capicola, isn't that Northern Florida?
What was that? Hello?
Capicola in Northern Florida?
Capicola. I don't know, can you? You can get Capicola anywhere.
Capicola,
really.
That's Northern Florida, right?
You can get Capicola anywhere.
Madhouse Radio.
Hola.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Vanya.
Hollywood Vanya. This is...
Yes.
Oh, wow. You sound Asian.
Oh, no, I'm not Asian.
Oh, okay, whatever you are, that's good. How you doing, sir or ma'am?
I'm doing very, very whole, much, very wonderful.
Very good.
I am Croatian, actually.
You are Croatian. Croatian-Italian or just Croatian?
No, just Croatian.
And Croatia touches Italy, is that true?
Well, only in an impure manner.
In an impure manner, in the nasty part, the bad part of town. Oh, shit. Well, hey, man, thanks for calling in, ma'am or sir.
I want to do a call.
Okay, do you listen on the podcast or what? You said this is your first time live, right?
Yeah, this is my first time live.
Okay,
listen to you.
Good. Well, what do you think? A lot more music, right?
What?
It's not the same listening on the podcast, listening live.
It's not, no.
No, it's different. It's a slow night tonight, but we're having fun. You want to do a prank call?
Yeah.
Do you have any do you prefer a restaurant or what?
No,
do you...
I can do I can do anything, man. I got, what kind of voice do you want? We want a little kid? You want a girl? Hmm. Should we do Asian, or should we do Irish?
Asian. I like the Asian. The Asian voice you just did right now, but just not as childish, might be kind of cool.
Oh, I can do Asian too, no problem.
There you go. All right, here, we'll call
you have a Thai restaurant?
A Thai? I've got the Hong Kong Dragon fast food. We can try that one first.
Oh, yeah, I'll start talking in some kind of a gibberish, and they don't understand.
You'll probably say something that they'll... Start nodding in agreement to politely. Okay, Hong Kong Dragon fast food. It's in North Hollywood, California, and you're Hollywood Vanja, so there you go, man. It's fucking there, man. All right, we'll be right back after this. Hang on a minute.
Oh, hey, hello. You take order now. You understand?
Oh, no deliver.
No, you have a. I look for a pigeon fried rice. You have pigeon fried rice?
Yeah, chicken fried rice. Okay.
No, not chicken. I don't want chicken. I want pigeon fried rice. This time, no feathers.
You like a shrimp fried rice?
What?
You like a shrimp fried rice?
Shut your trap. Open your eyes. Listen very carefully. I want
chicken fried rice and the shrimp fried rice.
No.
Okay, please. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp
fried rice?
Listen.
Shrimp fried rice?
Shrimp fried rice?
Huh?
Understand? Do you understand English?
Yeah, for a liter.
English?
You speak Japanese?
Chinese.
You speak Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, listen very, very closely. You have...
You like shrimp
fried rice?
No, like chicken for rice. Shrimp fried rice?
No, pigeon fried rice.
He hung in there longer than I thought he would. That guy's a trooper. Oh, man. Oh, brother, that was funny.
Want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one. Did you say Italian?
Oh, hey, you know what we could do? We call somebody's house.
Place a call.
Hang on. There we go. Got to clear.
Let's call somebody's house. I'll act like a little kid looking for my mom.
We can call. Hey, here's an idea. I've got exotic male strippers here.
Ooh, that would be great.
We can call that looking for your dad.
Hi, is my daddy there?
There you go. All right, cool. Here's exotic male strippers, everybody. And you're going by Hollywood Vange. Is that your name for now? All right, cool. Hollywood Vange is here. Hollywood Vagina. Just a moment. I'm kidding.
Thank you for calling. The answering service for Hero Models and Hero Entertainment Group.
Damn.
I'm not available to take your...
I'm going to leave a message.
Oh, you want to leave? Fuck me. Sorry. All right. I've got El Pollo Loco. This is a Spanish chicken restaurant.
Okay.
And Hollywood also. All right.
Awesome.
Let me try this again. Thank you for hanging in.
Welcome to El Pollo Loco. For English, press 1. Para... One moment. A representative will assist you momentarily.
It's a good voice.
Thank you for calling El Pollo Loco. My name is Roxana. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Roxanne. Are you guys still taking orders tonight?
Yeah, but we have only the for pickup.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll be there in, 20 minutes. Can I place my order right now, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Can I have your number?
Yes, I would like to get a large burrito burger and some taquito fries. And do you have, the liters of drinks?
Yes, I have that.
Excuse me?
But... I need your information first because...
Yes, I've been there before. Yes, I have. But that's what I want. I want the burrito burger and the taquito fries and a large 2-liter. Do you have Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I have the Dr. Pepper.
Okay, great. How much is that?
Okay, I can see this one because I need your phone number and your name.
It's on the caller ID. I'm calling. I just got my phone today. I don't know what the number is, so you should have on your caller ID. But how much is that?
Okay, let me see.
No, ma'am, I'm very hungry. I've been stripping all night, and I'm very hungry. I need to get something in my body before I pass out. I'm getting the shakes right now. I will be there in 5 minutes. Just how much do I need to bring with me?
Okay, yeah, but I need your name.
Don't give me the runaround, ma'am. I need to know how much it is right now. Hurry. Ring it up, please.
I can't tell you this because I need your name because I can't see this.
My name is Summer Johnson, okay? I've been there 16 times. You remember me, don't you? You did Roxana?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't remember me? It's Summer Big Johnson. Now listen, I need to come there like in 5 minutes. I'm really shaking right now. How much is it going to be? I need to know how much to bring with me.
Okay,
I only have
that's
all I made all night.
Yeah, sorry, but I need.
What's taking so long?
Please
tell me how much you need to bring. I'm going to run in, get it, come right back out. Is it $5, $15? How much is the taquito fries?
The taquito, okay. Yeah,
can I get a large order with some polo sauce on the side?
Okay, yeah, but okay, hold on 1 second.
Ma'am, I'm just going to talk to my boyfriend, okay? Ma'am, you're giving me the runaround. Maybe my boyfriend can get out of you. I just want the price. Jose, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello. You're not taking Sarita's order. What I have?
Okay, yeah, but I need the information. Yeah, I have right now.
It was so much information. What? Information. When you take the order, she said she want a who. What?
Yeah, but where do you want pick up?
We do pick up in your store. The store on the street.
But where?
What do you mean where? In the pickup window, whatever you do.
In the what?
In the Crescent Heights. In the Crescent Heights.
For the West Pico Boulevard, West?
Whichever one that you would say is the Sunset Crescent Heights. In North Hollywood. Hello?
Ma'am, are you there?
I think she hung up.
Cookie. Hello?
Why you hang up on us? What happened?
Did she call back, Jose?
No, she is there on the line now.
Oh. Did you get a number, Jose? How much?
I'm
on my way up there.
She's not telling me how much. She said she wants information. Well, it's so much information.
Information? I'm Summer Big Johnson.
Go ahead, lady.
Yes. Okay, hello?
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, I have your information, but where do you want for pizza? Where?
I told you I want a burrito burger, taquito fries, and
I
pick it up I'm picking it up from your restaurant. That's where?
Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi? What do you have? Do you have Diet Coke?
Yes.
Which one do you have, Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi?
I have the Diet Coke Diet Coke.
I like Diet Coke with lemon.
I haven't got any Coke tonight, so maybe Diet Coke.
Yes. Lady, you take what is the number? What is the number for the money? Tell his wife, Sarita, get the checkbook and write down what she said.
I am. Okay, how much is it, ma'am? I need just a number. Just give me a number.
Yes, but I can't. Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you comprehend Espanola?
Yeah, talk to her in that Spanish stuff. Maybe she understand you say that. No, say O at the end of everything.
Hola.
Hello.
Okay. Hola.
Hola.
We hola. ¿Cuánto veo? How much?
Dio. You take a check out?
Hello?
Tell my wife how much for the check. She get ready to write the check.
Okay. No, amazing.
Hello. Look, why you put your hand on the phone? I know you put the hand on the phone. Did you put your hand on the phone?
What are you doing, ma'am?
She's putting the phone down her pantalones, I think.
Is she putting on her coach?
On the thing. On the darkest of spots. She no answer now. Hello.
The nipples are getting hard out here in the cold.
I think maybe they hang up on me.
Okay, I'll call back. Hang on. I'm going to work. That's an awesome voice. Very good. You do sound like the stripper. Very stripper-like voice. Good deal.
I think I know where that's actually located at, too. So that's actually
Milkman
a good
says
call,
he knows
man.
Where that's located. Holy shit, dude. Well, hey, let me ask you real quick. When did you find the podcast? How long ago? How long have you been listening to it?
Probably about... I found you originally on my Trio phone on Shoutcast.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And then I just listening to a couple of them, I went to your website. I started downloading the podcast, put them on a little MP3 player.
Cool. Yeah, they're long, right? They've got some of the lately, they've been like 2 hours long and stuff. I don't know.
Great. I have an hour and a half drive one way every day.
Oh, God. That sucks, man. An hour and a half every day.
And we got pounded with snow today.
Wow.
So it took me, I left at 1:30, I didn't get home until 6:30.
Where are you at, in the Midwest or like north?
No, I'm in Dallas.
Dallas? You got snow down there already this late?
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's 70 degrees here right
70
now.
70 degrees in California is what Milkman's telling me. And he's in the Hollywood area. He's north of L.A., I guess.
I'm about 20 minutes,
20 minutes
right from that restaurant.
From the restaurant, called, he says.
Man.
He says he remembers it. He knows where
night.
It is. Well, Milkman, hell, we got to get you to go there.
Summer said she wants a burrito burger and the Frida.
Cheeto fries and a burrito burger. I could go for a burrito. You know what? I'll be honest with you. Athena over here, she got me a burrito, a huge burrito from the Mexican place. I'm going to eat that when I'm done with the show. That's my dinner. I haven't had dinner yet tonight.
Dude, they've got a monster ranchero burrito there. It's huge.
Yeah. Chipotle used to be owned by McDonald's. And I went there. They've got some big burritos there, man. Those huge. They're like a brick. You know? It's like, you know,
burrito.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, hey, you want to try to call that lady back, or you got to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Hey, man. Thanks. This is good all stuff. Right. You're a pretty good pranker, man. Really. And it's the voices that do it, man. So cool. All right. we're calling back the Pollo Loco.
Okay.
Yeah. Order at elpolloloco.com.
That is.
That's I was going to tell her I'm sitting outside waiting for her to bring it out to me.
I know, right? She started so happy. She closed right after she got off the phone with us.
Roxanna. Roxanna.
What a little twat, that woman. Oh,
Roxanna.
Well,
outside setting it in massage stratus.
Milkman's talking, but he's chopping.
Exactly.
Sushi Don Sasaboon. What the hell? This is in Studio City, California. You want to do one more?
Sure.
This is, I guess, is a Japanese.
Anybody else enjoying this? Or?
And no, nobody else. No, I can only do one person at a time. Unfortunately,
is everybody logged off?
No. People are on the phone. They can't. You can't hear them. They can hear you, but you can't hear them.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a complicated thing. It will cost me a lot of money for me to make it happen, and I just don't have that kind of money or support or stuff. Okay.
I'll send you a check for $1.
Hey, that's the start. We'll put it in the piggy bank right there, and soon enough we'll make it so you can hear Milkman. Who wants to hear Milkman? I mean, who wants to hear Milkman anyway when you call in? I mean, he doesn't bring anything to the thing. He's crying.
My mom said the Milkman was my daddy. I don't know if that's the same one or not.
This one's been around, this Milkman.
Oh.
He might very well, maybe. He spread his seed all over this fine country and parts of South America. All right, anyway. One more from Hollywood Vanja. This is Sushi Don Sasaboon. I guess sushi, whatever. It's a sushi place in California also. Just a moment. I don't want to play this song again either, though. Let's play some Bill Withers here.
Officer, don't I help you?
Yeah. Do you take orders?
Yeah, we take orders.
Great. I'm on my way there. I just have a simple request. I'm a little incontinent, and I wear Depends. I just crap my pants, and I was wondering if I place an order and give you my credit card, would it be okay if you guys brought it out to me? Because I don't want to walk in the restaurant and make all your customers throw up. It smells pretty bad right now.
So
I'm going to need lots of fiber and broccoli.
No, wait, I mean broccoli.
And this poop, it just smells like somebody died. And I got a little bit of problems with talking, so I'm sorry. Could you bring it out to the car if I called you when I pulled up and paid?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you ready for my order?
Uh-huh.
I'll do have a sashimi.
Hmm?
Yellowtail.
You want to have sashimi?
Yeah, I need a spot. Do you have a spot? I'm sorry. Spider rolls?
No, we don't mean spider rolls.
Okay. Do you have Philadelphia rolls?
No, we don't mean Philadelphia. We don't mean special rolls.
Do you have any?
I've got plenty of rolls.
I ate lots of fried food, so I got lots of rolls.
Have you ever came here before?
Yes, I've come before, yes, sir.
I've got four kids.
What do you think?
Riverside,
I've got four kids. What do you think, sir? That's not any kind of question you should be asking a customer. I'm a bit offended.
Some people just misunderstand our location, sir.
Do you know who I am?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Sir, this is not funny. I'm trying to be very serious with you. And you're laughing at me. I'm very offended by that. I'm an American, sir. Are you an American?
No, I'm not laughing. Are you asking me the spider rolls?
Who are you voting for this year?
Hello?
Who are you voting for? Can you vote in this country?
I'm just asking you. I'm asking you a simple question.
Who are you voting for? You're voting for that terrorist Obama, aren't you? I knew it. Should I not get my food, aren't you?
It's not done yet.
I know it's not done because sashimi is not cooked. Now listen to me. Who are you going to vote for this year?
I don't.
I am not Barack Obama, and I do not want to hear you're not voting.
I will not vote anybody because I'm not a citizen, so I can't.
Who would you vote for if you were a citizen?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that candidate.
Because I'm a green card, which means not I'm a legal citizen.
Well, I understand that Green
Excuse
Day guy.
I'm kind of video. Would you hold on a second?
You're going to videotape me now? How can you videotape me on my phone?
What the fuck?
You got that Japanese technology thing going?
He's not a legal citizen.
Is it going anywhere?
Yeah, it's very good, actually. Let's see if he comes back.
We need some Jeopardy music. Sir.
Oh, sir.
I'm about to flip this really bad. Hang on, I've got to roll the window down. You're a stat line.
Yes, so
Okay. Can I drink on your property, sir? I know you're not a citizen, but is that allowed? Can I drink on a non-citizen?
This is sushi restaurant.
Right, but you said it's last call.
Yeah, last call.
So bring me a 7-7 and a vodka shot. What kind of vodka do you have?
That's funny. That was like a mix between George W. Bush and Bill Clinton there.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I liked it, man. He's like, I'm not a regal citizen. Or, no, I'm a regal citizen, or whatever. I have a green card.
To place a call, press.
I have a green card. Stupid. Hey, that was fun, man. You're a pretty good pranker, man. Feel free to call in anytime you want to call in.
You got it.
By all means, do so. If you want, I'll send you the pranks you did tonight by email. Just send me your email address. Email me and remind me or whatever. I'll get you MP3s of the three calls you did. Right.
Wee, that was cool. Yeah, good voices and pretty funny guy.
That was funny. It's very funny.
All right,
very funny.
The ring's already ringing already.
A ring, a one.
Matt House, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan.
Hello? What's going on?
Not much. Who's this?
This is Jonathan.
Oh, okay. I thought it was you, but you okay, man? Sound a little down.
I'm just real tired from the day.
Yeah, me too. I had a bad day. You know what happened to me, Jonathan?
What happened?
I get off of work. I get home. My friend calls me and say he needs to meet me. We need to trade something, all right?
So I'm like, all right, no problem. It's raining like crazy. I said, all right, and I absolutely need to get this to him by tonight. So I drive 25 minutes the other side of town to go meet him, and he calls me, and he's like, yeah, I was on the way, and I got rear-ended, so you might as well just go back home, and I'll call you back later. I'm like, all right, fine, no problem. My car is about a quart low on oil, and I'm in a 7-Eleven, so I bought a quart of Pennzoil, and put it in my car. I left the fucking cap off of the oil. The oil cap, I left it off. I completely forgot about it. So I'm driving home, 25 minutes worth of driving, and I've got the AC on, and I'm starting to smell what smells to me like either gas or like burning oil. And I'm like, oh, man, don't tell me I left the cap off of this thing. And I get home, and sure enough, I drove all the way home without an oil cap on my engine. Oil all over the top of the hood, you know, the inside of the hood. I lost all the oil in the car. So then I had to get in Athena's car, and I had to go to the auto parts to buy oil and to buy a new cap, and I had to stand in line for a long time. Got home, did that, and then it was time for me to go all the way to the other part of town again to meet my friend. He finally got his car, his girlfriend's car got rear-ended. It's all messed up. It sucked. It's just been a crazy, and I got home in just enough time to get ready for the show, so I haven't even unwinded. I'm just frazzled, so it's a long night. Indeed, I know how you feel, man. And that's,
yeah, I've been working on buses all day today.
Yeah, buses, huh? Okay, that's cool. How are the buses treating you? Good?
Yeah, finally got mine back.
Oh, you did? That's what I heard. I heard you say it's been in and out of the shop. Well, that's something, man. Well, Jonathan, I don't know what else to say. What's been going on with the Lost Boys lately? Anything? Did you?
I'll let Amy Rosen know about that. She's the one that's in charge of that stuff.
Okay. Well, just a suggestion for you. The only other thing that I wanted to bring up to you is the forums. You know, we have the new forums out there at madhouselive.com/forums. Thank you for registering, Jonathan. You were the first person to post in there. I thought that was awesome, since you're usually the first person to call in every week. Although lately that's not the case. You've been slacking. I'm just kidding. It's okay. You're still calling in. But that was awesome. Thank you for registering. Everybody, go to the forums. Register, post. Like I said, there's prank calls on there you can't find anywhere else on the site. You have to go in there. I've got Video of the Dead up there. New Video of the Dead is in there, right? Got some other cool articles, things that I've stumbled across during the week. And why not? Fuck it. Why not just do it? Jonathan, the only other thing I wanted to say, are you on Justin.tv? Have you ever been on it? Have you heard of it before?
Never heard of it.
Well, we're on it tonight for the first time. You should check it out. Go to Justin.tv/Madhouse Radio. Anybody who's listening now, try to go in there, because what we're trying to do, we should be able to get a whole shitload of music here, of new listeners here soon. I say music because I'm about to play music. And the more people who are in there, the more we can get promoted. So go into the Justin.tv room, Justin.tv/Madhouse Radio. Just turn the volume down if you want. There's a separate chat room and stuff like that. But anyway, help us out there, Jonathan. Try to go in there. I think you'll like it. All right, man.
I'll check it out.
All right, Jonathan, say hi to your fans and listeners here real quick, please, if you could.
I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope y'all have an awesome weekend.
All right, Jonathan, get some rest, man. You sound down. Get yourself some sleep. We're almost at the weekend. Call in sick tomorrow. You got my permission.
All right, I'll talk with y'all later.
All right, Jonathan.
Bye-bye. Something's up with Jonathan. I don't know. I'm worried about Jonathan, man. Can you hear it in his voice? Is just something it's not... Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ted! Ted, are you in? We lost Baz, we gained Ted. Ted, turn your mic on, buddy. Make sure you're not muted or something. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. What's up, brother? How you doing? Welcome. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm all right. Not bad. Not bad. Hanging in there. Trying to make do with what I got. Just a moment here while I'm going to play a little bit of this song.
You got to make do with what you got.
That's hell yeah. You know, that's what Dr. Dre would say. We got a bunch of numbers here for the UK that we're going to try calling here soon.
Yeah, the UK.
He's from Lancashire, Mr. Ted. Ted, web.
How you doing, milkman?
Good to see you, my old friend. Glad to see you and hear you in fine spirit.
Yeah, you guys love each other. Okay. Aww.
Hi.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right. Let's call the UK. Oh, milkman, for me to call the UK, I need to get that international card. I lost it again.
Stop it. I already sent you the card.
I always lose it. I never write it down, and it's just
all
easier
right,
for me to get you
boy,
to find
I'll
it.
Send it now.
Stop
Hold
talking
on.
Like that. Jesus.
Hi.
God. Bad Boys
Hi.
Of Iowa
Don't
is asking.
Make fun of me.
Bad Boys of Iowa says, can't believe you gave up on sin. All right, ladies, let me bring this up. Anybody who's listening on the Mouse stream right now, we are on Syndicate. On Syndicate right now, there is a problem. Stickham, whatever the hell it is, has a problem, and it's not showing us as live. I have this confirmed. There's a very small crowd in Syndicate because the Stickham service is experiencing some trouble, some downtime. So we are on there, but it's very hard for people to be able
to
they are sticking it. Only a few people are able to listen to the show at this moment. It's only working for some people. Some people it's not working. So thank you, Syndicate. Those few of you who are listening, you're listening on Syndicate. That's great. The rest of you are listening however you can. So I'm thinking maybe this is what's going on. We're just having technical issues that are not our fault tonight. You know, the buffering and stuff like that's all. Stickham is hogging our resources like crazy, number one. Number two, it's not even showing us as really being online. But I've got confirmed it's a problem with Stickham. We're doing the best we can. Hopefully it'll resolve itself soon. If not, it just happens. In the meantime, yes, we are on Justin.TV because there's a huge, huge crowd of people out there. And I noticed that there's two people in particular who do prank calls in there who really suck. And I'm much better than them, so I figured if they're successful, why can't I be successful? So then I do it. Anyway, isn't that great? Ted, how's your week been, man? Tell us, Ted, what have you been up to, man? Anything special?
This week, well, as part of a technical writing class, I had to go to a job fair.
Yeah.
And that was kind of interesting because I already have a job, and I'm not.
So, which
not
is good.
Looking for another job, but
yeah.
Well, I don't want to leave my current job anyway. So
yeah, he's good.
But
funny.
I had to go.
Rock.
Let's take this kind of Madhouse Radio. You are on the air.
We got ourselves a situation here.
We do.
My name is Troy C. Nurser, and my boy DeVille, he was putting radio in his Cadillac, listening to your show.
Okay.
And let me tell you, he got the shock of his life on his pinky toe. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, I've had this complaint before. This one time, this dog was in the back of a man's truck, turned on my show. Dog jumped out.
And he took a big shit.
He took a big shit, then he jumped out and jumped out over a bridge into the water below.
I think I got that dog.
Survived, but got eaten by an alligator. Can't be the same one.
I named him Liberace.
Right.
He only has three legs, you know.
All right. Who am I?
He's a very pretty little kitty.
Are these the Bad Boys of Ohio that I'm talking to?
You know it. What's
yeah,
up, man?
Iowa. I know. I always joke with you. What's up, man? Good to talk to you, bro.
Just fucking around.
That's cool. No, hey, bad. So why bad boys? Is more than one of you, or are you just talking about your balls?
No, there's more of us.
Okay.
I mean, we're all in the same family.
Okay, all right. Did you
our gamer tag for Xbox, you know.
Oh, you guys are playing, it's like your clan or something? They call the Bad Boys of Iowa, is that what you do?
That's not a clan, it's the actual name. If you look us up on there, we play COD4 and fuck around and yell and scream. And
Call of Duty 4.
Pranks on there with a bunch of...
I played Call of Duty 4 2 weeks ago for the first time. I'll tell you, it just about convinced me to maybe go for a PlayStation 3 instead of the Xbox 360.
I'm not real happy with that 360.
Yeah, you know, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and the kid, you know, the guy's like, how you doing? Some kid. I was like, I'm good. How are you? He's like, not too good. This morning my Xbox 360 got the red ring of death. I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And that's like, he's about the third person in the last month, personally, that I know that have complained about having to send theirs back to Microsoft under warranty. So, No, I think as soon as Final Fantasy comes out, I think I'm going to go ahead and end up buying the PS3.
And you just got to fix it, like we do here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
We take it outside, and we beat the shit out of it.
Until it starts working, until it does what you want it to do.
Yeah, we just throw snow on it and shit, because we like to take a big shit.
Wow, so Call of Duty 4, awesome game. Anything else you like to play? I mean, are you not Halo?
No, that's usually what we play all the time.
Okay.
Almost 24-7, because... It's just crazy.
What else is big in that PS3 right now that enticed me to buy one? Call of Duty 4, what else can I do with it?
You got the Blu-ray on there, because HD is a piece of shit.
Right, you can use a Blu-ray DVD player.
That's your big push, is the Blu-ray.
No, I don't have to buy an extra dongle like or an add-on or something in order to use it, right?
No, it's all in there.
Okay. Is there remote control for the PS3?
I don't know. I don't own one.
Oh, you don't own one? So how do you play Call of Duty 4?
I played on the 360, not on the PS3.
You're playing on the 360? It's on both systems? Son of a bitch. No kidding.
I think it's just on the 360. I don't think it's on PS3.
Did the 360 ever get the HD DVD add-on, or that never came out?
Oh, shit, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pulling stuff.
All I do is play a couple games on there, and that's about it.
You gotta do
we could call Crawdaddy.
So explain Crawdaddy. You've mentioned this before in the last few weeks. Is this a dude named Crawdaddy?
Yeah. He works at Walmart. He's a buddy of mine.
Okay.
I start doing that show thing.
Okay.
Like y'all are doing.
Okay. All right. Is a buddy of yours?
He'd be like your milkman. I have a Crawdaddy.
That's Crawdaddy. Wow. So where did you do your show before? In Shoutcast or what exactly? You have a site or a site that you might want to give out to people? Or?
Oh, no, I don't have it up yet. I've just been listening to you guys. And
cool.
It kind of got me hooked on there. I'm like, you know, I need to do this.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
I've been
building
an office or place to do it and just kind of hang out and do a little drinking and see what happens. And
all right. Fun. All right. You want to do a prank call? I've got numbers in England that are ready to be called.
I don't care if you want me to.
All right, sure. We'll try it.
Same voice I had.
Okay, do that. All right, we'll do, let's see here. I'm going to pick Robin Kiffin. You're in the chat room now, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the information in an instant message so you know who we're calling, all right? Give you a better idea of what we're doing here.
Okay.
There you go. So that's Robin Kiffin. Are you in there as Bad Boys of Iowa? Is that you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. So there you go.
I'm in everything under that. Gmail, the whole bit.
All right, cool. All right, hang on, everybody. This is the Bad Boys of Iowa. Do you have anything other that you're going by other than Bad Boys of Iowa? Huh?
That's it. That's our...
That's it.
All That's
right.
our tag name right now until All I right. think something better.
Cool. Staying true to the game. Here it is. The Bad Boys of Iowa coming up.
God damn it.
Milkman, do you have a non-Chinese speaking access number? I would appreciate that.
Well, that was better, man.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It takes forever. It's like ching chong, hong hong hong.
Hello?
Hello, what do you want?
Is this Robin?
Yes.
Robin, my name is Troy C. Nurser, and I think we might have ourselves a situation. Darling, are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
It's already fucking gone.
What the was that?
I don't know. All right, let's. we're gonna call Dewey Llewellyn. Damn it! I got to redial
the
whole bitch.
I like the operator. That's pretty good.
It's confusing and scary, Milkman. I'll try it one more time. Hang on, dude. We're gonna call someone else. All right.
Cool.
Another British. I'll copy paste you in a second.
Go with it, man.
What the
fuck?
And they're just going to pick up and hang up. How fucking rude of them. Why won't they play? Bastards.
Because we got a situation.
I guess so. All right, the only other thing I can offer you here is Uncle Tony's. Uncle Tony's Italian cuisine.
Uncle Tony's? Hey, maybe I could tell him to go fungo.
All right, Uncle Tony's. We'll try that. We'll give it a nice poke.
Hey, Uncle Tony's, how can I help you?
Yeah, we got a situation here. I need to order a couple of pies from you.
Where are you at?
Oh, I'm just down the block there in the black car. I need a couple of moody pies. Y'all sell them?
Yeah, with the extra cheese.
You said you're in a car?
Yeah, I'm on the mobile phone.
Wait, if you're in a car down the street, why can't you just come in?
Well, see, I got a little problem. I took one of them little blue pills, you know? And it will be a little...
No, I don't know, and I don't really care.
That's why I'm in the car, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. If you will, well, I'm not going to deliver to a car, bro. If you want a pizza, you can come in.
Do you have a drive-thru?
Bro. Was that Dr. Legel's daughter or something? Bro. I don't know if you know what we're talking about. Maybe an inside joke, but... Bro. All right, man.
That
hey.
Was Kim.
All right, Bad Boys of Iowa. Thank you for calling.
Cool.
Is this really Bad Boys of Iowa?
Complete
you should
the call.
Yes, Carl.
All right. That's
Carl, who else calls
right.
Carl?
Who
Carl,
else?
Who
well,
else?
My,
Carl.
Old, who else? My old roommates call me Carl. Andy calls
I'll tell you
me.
What. Get on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
COD4. Look up Bad Boys of IA.
And there we are.
And I'll talk to you.
All right. Well, as soon as I buy my Xbox 360, that's going to be the first thing I do. Right after I get my gold membership to Xbox Live, whatever, however much that costs.
$50.
Right. God damn it. All right. See you guys. Thanks for calling in, man. Take care.
All right, later, man.
All right, bro.
All right, cool. Speaking of bros, huh? Yeah, bro. Anyway, there was a prank call that I wanted to play that I was reminded of before that kind gentleman called. Now someone else is calling. Come on, guys. Why?
Hey.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
DTT, what's up, Curly?
DTT, salam alaikum, my brother. How you doing, man?
Fine, how about you?
We're good.
How's everybody?
Good. We're good, man. How's it been?
Just want to say hello, man.
Good. You going to school still?
Yes.
Busy, huh?
Yeah,
it's getting that time, but hey, spring break's almost here.
Yeah, I'm already on my spring break.
Oh, you already are? Oh, you lucky bastard. Wow, son of a gun. Look at that.
I want to say hello to Spike Mike and everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
Too bad that everybody cannot make it.
Yeah, Stickham is being really weird. Do you know you're listening in Stickham? Is it not coming in for everybody, or is it like really jumpy, or what's going on with it exactly? Do you know?
You're sounding good.
Okay, I'm sounding good, but it's I don't know. I'm just getting people.
A little bit low, but I can turn that up.
Yeah, I'll fix that. A lot of people are saying that they can't actually get in. Like it's either freezing up on them or they.
Zola and everybody.
Yeah, everybody. There's only like 13, 14, 15 listeners, maybe if not even that. Right now in Sikkim.
Where's everybody?
I don't know. There's not many people listening at all tonight.
Maybe everybody's on live or something.
Maybe. Everyone's playing WoW, you know?
Yeah.
All right, okay. DTT. Hey,
say
hi. Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. It's always good talking to you, bro. Long time listener. You've been with us since the first show. You're one of the few.
Yeah, Carlito, I want to talk to you about the party.
About the party? Yeah. Next May, we got a confirmed date. The last Thursday of May will be the party.
Okay.
Of 2009, not this year, next year.
I know. Would you want me to meet you first in Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be a pretty big number of people. They're just going to meet in Philly at the location, and I'm probably going to get rooms or something or whatever for those who can't stay who need to stay the night. We're going to figure it all out. It's just going to be a group.
I want to meet you first of all, you know.
You want to meet them first? Yeah, we could probably meet a few days before, maybe, or something.
Maybe, or something like that, because I want to get to know you, to anything, you know.
Hey.
You
know. We'll go out. We'll get some lamb. All right.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right. See you later, DTT.
That, man, I register your message board.
Okay. Yeah, the forums. Look at that. There's a video.
Yeah,
of the
I did
dad.
Already. What happened to him? What is going on with him?
The dad. He's just drinking a lot. He's on antidepressants, and I told him to stop mixing the two. That's bad news.
He remembers me or no?
Yeah, of course. Everyone remembers you. Did that remembers you? Of course he does. He's not even around right now. I worry about that kid, but he's doing okay.
Maybe me and Dr. Lager and someone has to talk to him.
Yeah, I think so. We need intervention, man.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you, DTT. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Long-time fan of the Madhouse
he
Radio
took
Show.
The incense, Carlito.
And I tell you, he took the incense. I think DTT, DTT's explaining that. The dad has inserted that incense so far into his asshole that he just doesn't look right anymore. That reminds me, speaking of sticking things in your asshole, why don't we listen to Stool Sample? Would you like to listen to that, or do I play that too much? Stool Sample is Stool Sample Part 1.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right, here we go. Let's play this.
I'm a male nurse.
Is he expecting you to, I mean, who?
No, I'm Dr. Nargis told me to give him a call with these instructions.
But so his doctor is not
Wrong one. Well, let me just mention, I see Eve the Queefer just made it into the syndicateradio.tv room over on the Stick Cam affiliate. I heard you got arrested this week or over the weekend or something. If you can, give a call. We'd like to hear what happened. I just heard through the great call in and explain if you have time or if you'd like to. I am Carlito. I command it. Yeah, exactly. Now back to the prank call.
Whoever you say it.
It's the specialist, ma'am. His physician forwarded the information on to Dr. Nargis and made the determination of what was going on. He just wanted to give him a therapy plan. He needs to practice at home. And he just
okay, hold on.
Hurry it up.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. Did you have a pen and paper?
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to leave a message for the instructions for the therapy plan he needs to
Yes,
practice.
But someone said hurry it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The quality assurance thing. Yeah, that we had something that you're supposed to, for the quality of your service, is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Breakfast, as much fiber as possible, preferably oatmeals and greens. What kind of greens do you make, if any?
I'll...
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Eve.
Eve the Queefa, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Let me turn my speaker off. I keep hearing my annoying voice echoing back at me.
Very much so. I'm kidding. So what happened?
Very much so, you annoying bitch.
tell me. I was on the SFN, and I saw that you got arrested. What happened?
Okay, well, this is the deal. The Howard Forum thread that Joey Boot started is the most accurate one. If you start from pages 1 through 3, you'll get the gist of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting everybody know that goes, yeah, Hollywood, I pace when I'm on the phone. It's a bad habit. That's why I said I got to keep my phone call quick, because when I'm on the telly, I pace around. And at this time of night, my downstairs neighbor likes to complain a lot. I mean, even at 9 o'clock at night, if I'm on the phone and she can hear me in the hallway, she calls my landlord. Like, she must be a crazy bipolar nut.
Probably.
You know, sometimes she gives me gowns, and other times I say hello to her and she rolls her eyes. So
weirdo.
Wicked weird.
Yeah.
But anyways, so what ended up happening was, it was 2 Saturdays ago. I got arrested 2 Mondays ago. So basically, I better not look at the screen because I keep reading. basically, I went to do a photo shoot with a few friends. We had really never met before, but I knew who they were, and the photographer is a close friend of... the photographer is the brother of a close friend of mine in high school. So, you know, I knew it was down. I've seen his work before. I like his work, and it was a non-paid photo shoot. So it was just because he wanted to work with me, and I wanted to work with him, and we could get some, you know, beautiful pictures out of it.
Okay, so a photo shoot.
So, you know, he says, hey, we got this place in Lakeville, Massachusetts. It's an abandoned state hospital. I never question anything. I don't question, hey, do you have a permit? The thought doesn't even enter my mind. Like, I've got such an innocent mind, you know, and believe it or not, I never thought in a million years what I was doing was wrong or illegal or would get me into trouble, you know. So we go in there, and we're shooting, but I'm not being shot. What happened was, there was 2 other female models with us, and they were being shot first while I was getting dressed up into my creepy doll outfit, because I had a really cool outfit from the 1800s. Mm-hmm. It's a creepy, like, porcelain doll type outfit, and
yeah,
I had the little girls' white socks.
That stuff freaks me out, porcelain dolls. Ugh.
Right, and yeah. I kind of happen to look like one if I give you the right stare.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
so
great.
everybody, well, you know, I didn't say that. Like, okay. Hundreds of people have told me I look like a porcelain doll. So,
okay.
That I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing, but they're saying it to be nice, so I just say thank you.
Okay.
But either way, I had this creepy the dress was almost like in tatters. And I had the little girl's white socks on with the ruffles and Mary Jane strap heels. And it's all black and white photography. Friends look out the window, said, oh, shit, the security van's here. So we haul ass out of the place. And he says, hey, girls, why don't you go to the Walgreens across the street and we'll go pick you up with the car. So we go, okay. So, you know, in my mind, I'm still thinking, okay, everything's okay, no big deal. So I go across the street to the Walgreens, and I start shopping.
Okay.
So I'm shopping for lotion and stuff like that. I'm like, what do I need?
Girl stuff, gotcha.
Yeah.
Tampons.
And
yeah.
No, I didn't need tampons. But,
okay.
Sorry, I'm getting over a bit of a cold. Anyways, so all of a sudden, the two girls that were inside of Walgreens with me disappeared. They had gone outside, and police officers had been called already. So the police came and swiped them up, but they didn't swipe me up because they didn't see me because I was inside of Walgreens. Long story even longer, I look outside, and I see the cruisers driving away. Non-story like Hollywood saying it's boring, but people seem to be shocked by it. But regardless, I see the cop cars driving away, and I said, shit, I've got a split-second decision to make. Do I hide out inside of Walgreens and make the cops come looking for me, or do I stop the cop car in the middle of the road and say, hey, y'all, I'm with them? And that's what I did, and believe it or not, the cops knew.
They knew?
They knew that there was a fifth girl, and they knew there was a girl running with a gown on, so they knew there was a girl like me to look for.
Oh, okay. So.
And you can't miss me.
Okay.
You could have just said,
look, I was leaving, and I went to CVS, and I said, well, I guess maybe the other people were like, no, she said she's coming back kind of thing.
I didn't know these friends very well, and they're great people, but you never know somebody until something crazy goes down, who's going to have your back.
Yeah,
they could have been in the cop car. They could have been like, you know, Eve, our friend Eve's inside of Walgreens. And then I could have been in trouble for evading arrest or running or something.
Yeah.
I did the right thing.
All
and
right,
I'm going to be okay.
So bottom line is, you know, it was a photo shoot. They didn't have a permit, an abandoned state property. So the cops got wind of it and arrested everyone involved. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
So,
both misdemeanor counts, misdemeanor trespassing and misdemeanor breaking and entering.
Oh, that's bullshit.
You can get yourself
a lawyer, $500. You can probably get a slap on the wrist. You can plead no contest to disturbing the peace or something. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Well, because of my financial situation and stuff that I'm not too much money, I have a court-appointed attorney, and that cost me $150, and I might have to pay another $150 court fine.
Yeah, usually.
I might have to cry. Yeah, we heard this on Hook Nose. Yeah, I told Hook Nose about 2 weeks ago. Mm. But the thing is Steve Langford calls me last night. I'm like, what on earth could Langford be calling me about?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What would Langford want with me? Not in a million years did I think he'd be asking about the arrest. But apparently, somebody called Steve Langford and dropped the tip. And I'm not an important person, really. I'm surprised they did a news story over it.
They've really been grasping, no offense to you, but they've really been grasping for straws the last few weeks with news stories.
They have been. Don't worry, I don't take offense.
Yeah.
It's been... And I love the show, and I love Howard, and regardless, each day I will listen. Sometimes I zone out when they have the porn stars on and Penthouse Playmates and the Sibian. But case in point, they haven't had a lot of super A-list guests in a long while.
Okay. Well, hey, I know you said you had to go quick. If I could just request, if it's not out of line, if I could request a queef quickly,
Sure, let me get into position and out of Cam's way so I don't violate stick cam rooms, because I'm going to give you, I'm going to, if I blow you a dud, I'm going to do you another, okay?
A dud.
Because I got to, you know, sometimes you got to work yourself into it.
You love pleasing. Thank you so much.
I try to do my best. I'm always, you know, you got to hone your craft, you know?
You got
to
share the
All right,
vote.
Hold on. All there right. It is.
Wow, that was a long and
That was a
one.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Eve, stay out of trouble. Thank you for calling in on such short notice.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to come in and show my love.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye, sweetie.
All right.
That is Eve the Queefa, as I like to call her. Eve the Queefa. Wow. Carlita will do anything to talk to a lady. There you go. You're a big fan of that one, ain't you? Oh, yeah.
I love it, man. It's a black mass of power.
All right, listen to this.
It must have been quite the deal.
That's basically what she's done on the show before. I was just interested in seeing what happened. Okay, we're doing the stool sample call. Let's go here and return to that.
With Adolf.
Collards and turnip greens and spinach greens.
Yeah, I do all of those.
Okay.
Broccoli, the works.
And he needs to eat as many oranges as possible.
Okay.
Okay, now what this is going to do is going to be like a natural colonic for his system. Okay, now he needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement.
Got it.
Okay, so do you have the instructions there for the stool sample collection?
Do I have any? Did his doctor give him any?
Well, I'm not certain, so I'm making sure. I mean, if he didn't mention it to you, perhaps I should.
No, he hasn't mentioned this to me, or that someone would be calling. That's just not natural that he wouldn't mention this. That's why I'm asking all of these questions, because he never said anything about it.
He just needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement,
mm-hmm.
and it's very simple. All he has to he's supposed to have carrots. Do you have any carrots there now, or do you
yes.
need to get them? The long kind, not the baby carrots. The long ones, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, all he does after he has a bowel movement, he's going to take a carrot and shove it up into his asshole as possible, and then put it in a bag. And write the date on the bag. You got that?
Hello?
Did you get that?
No, I maybe need to do that.
Well, that's his responsibility.
No, it's responsibility that you do that, because this is this call is not a natural call. So you can just go to hell.
Ma'am, don't speak to me like that, please. I'm a professional.
You don't sound it.
I'm a licensed male nurse.
Yes, okay. I believe it, too.
Well, I mean, I'm a smart person, and I command a bit of respect in this society.
Excuse me?
I command a bit of respect.
Well, I command a bit also, and I say that you can go to hell. Now, did you hear that? Did you hear that commandment?
Do you know
go to hell.
Do you know what the Bible says about
can you hear me?
Do you listen to Jesus?
Do you listen to him?
I sure am.
No, you don't.
Dr. Nargis is a beautiful Catholic.
Good for him.
And I am ordained through the body and blood of Christ to give you these instructions.
Good for him.
About the stool sample, ma'am. So I expect you wrote them down, because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this conversation.
Go to hell.
That's right, everybody. Go to hell.
Yay! Hell is fun!
Yay! All right. What else do we have here? Let me see what's going on. We got a lot. We got a bunch of email here from Kokanee. We got to get to these news articles here. It's almost midnight. It's 11:45, man. What the fuck's going on, man? I saw information on a new movie that's coming out. There's a movie that's coming out.
Yes.
There's a movie with Jack Black, Ben Stiller, and Robert Downey Jr. being directed by Ben Stiller. The first movie he's directing since Zoolander. And it's
right,
it's like a comedy of it's a comedic parody of a Vietnam movie is what I understand. And Robert Downey Jr. actually plays the part of a black man. His face is painted as an African American, and he's playing the part of a black man. I kid you not. I forgot the name. I think it's called Tropic Thunder. I think it's called Tropical Thunder or Tropic Thunder. Something like that. What is it called? Let me see here. Hang on. Let me see.
All right.
Tropic Thunder. I'm not talking about the basketball movie.
He's going to be Iron Man, too.
Yeah, he's going to be Iron Man also. Yeah, this one here that I'm talking about comes out in August. Let's see. Tropic Thunder. Here it is. 2008. Robert Downey Jr. pretends to be black in Ben Stiller film Tropic Thunder, one of three summer films featuring Robert Downey Jr., including, as you said, Iron Man, and a third one, which I don't know because I haven't opened the page yet. I was reading that off of the Google headline. Duh. Yeah, but no, that sounds funny, man.
Some sleepy little indie movie he did.
Soul Man. I think it's Soul Man. Is that what it is? I don't know. Anyway, so he said...
What?
I don't know. If it's done right, it could be the type of role you called Peter Sellers to do 35 years ago. Peter Sellers is a very talented man, and one of my favorite movies of all time is Dr. Strangelove, which Peter Sellers played four characters in, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I think he played four. He played the president.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He played the president. Huh? He played the German... he played Dr. Strangelove himself. Mein Führer, I can walk at the end of it. He played the British guy at the base. And who else did he play? I guess he played a fourth, or maybe he only played three characters in that movie. I don't know.
I think that was it. He was supposed to play four. He was supposed to play the pilot in the plane, but he freaked out, and they give it to that Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens, yeah. He played Lieutenant Kong or Captain Kong or something Kong. That movie's fucked. That movie's all kinds of fucked.
Yeah, Peter Sellers was supposed to play that role as well.
Wow, really. Yeah, well, Peter Sellers, that whole movie is just insane. Actually, you know, I've got a promo for the show that's actually Dr. Strange. It has a dialogue from Dr. Strangelove, don't I? I think I do. Here we go. This is a Dr. Strangelove promo. Let me play this real quick here.
I have a portion of the transcript of that conversation. If you'd like me to read it.
Read it.
Yes, gentlemen. They are on their way in, and no one can bring them back. For the sake of our country and our way of life, I suggest you get the rest of SAC in after them. Otherwise, we will be totally destroyed by red retaliation. My boys will give you the best kind of start, 1,400 megatons worth, and you sure as hell won't stop them now. So let's get going. There's no other choice. God willing, we will prevail. In peace and freedom from fear, and in true health through the purity and essence of our natural fluids. God bless you all. And he hung up. We're still trying to figure out the meaning of that last phrase.
There's nothing to figure out, General Turgidson. This man is obviously a psychotic.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Yes, it is. Whoa, that's a lot. That movie is in all types of crazy. It's about isn't it about a general who goes nuts thinking that the communists are trying to poison America with fluoride?
Yeah, and almost causes World War III.
Yeah, he causes World War III. He launches all his bombers to nuke Russia, and only one plane. Like, I don't. It's a comedy. If you can believe it, it's a comedy about nuclear war.
A game.
It is a very, very good movie. Ted, have you seen Dr. Strangelove?
Because nuclear war is funny.
Or How I Learned to Live and Like the Bomb, or whatever it's called. I don't know. It's a good movie. If you have never seen it.
Oh, yeah,
nice game of chess.
No, not that. That's the War Games or something. The computer, the creepy Canadian computer.
That's something else.
How's radio? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Carlito?
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Glow. Come on now, Glow.
Huh? Who?
Glow.
Glow?
Yeah.
Glowworm?
Yeah.
DJ Glowworm?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No.
Do the voice.
Huh? Do the voice, the kid voice.
I just told him to call in.
Yes, I want some chicken wings and some chocolate milk.
This isn't him. This isn't him. This is a lie.
Yeah, no, no.
You're out of here.
Tell him to do
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm Fleeta. Kidding. Fleeta. Yeah, Fleeta's the best voice. Dude, I put up one of your pranks on the website recently this week. Yeah.
I have to go check it out. I've been... I don't know. I have to go check it out.
You had to go check. It's in the forums. Go to the forums on the MadhouseLive.com page, and it's called. What was it called? It's
the Treehouse.
The Treehouse. You had a. You needed chicken wings.
Oh, the Treehouse one. That was funny with the Chinese man.
The Chinese man. Yeah, that's up there, and you can download it if you want. It's yours.
Really, I'm gonna download it, and I'm gonna do all kind of stuff.
Burn it to CD and leave it in people's lockers, and you don't even go to school. Fuck it, just leave it in people's lockers at work.
Oh, I see it. Cha-Cha Chicken.
Cha-Cha Chicken, that's the one, yes.
Yeah, I see it.
Cha-Cha Chicken. All right, that's, I love that, but I'm going to play that later. All right. Hey, man, so what's been up? You want to do some pranks, or you just calling to say what's up?
I'm just calling to say what's up, man.
All right, good.
I mean, I might possibly call back.
Do a prank.
But I'm just calling to say what's up, because Milkman told me to call. So.
Yeah, you know, Milkman, he's a big fan of yours there, Glover.
I know, man. I'm actually trying to get some new stuff out, man. I've been...
Good.
I'm just busy.
Good. Well, you're more than welcome to call here to promote anything you ever want. Or when you
I
feel like pranking, let us know.
Friggin' call.
All right, we'll do.
All right, Glowworm. Same social media. All right, man. Thanks for calling. That's Glowworm, everybody.
Peace.
Everybody, seriously, that call's funny. Cha-Cha Chicken.
Right.
I'm going to play. You know what? Let's just play. What the fuck?
I was listening to that today.
Yeah, you were. That is a good call. Let's play that for Glow, since he called in. Good old DJ Glowworm. Good guy, that guy. Good pranker.
That call is not natural.
Cha-Cha Chicken.
Yeah, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I need some help.
I'm sorry?
Hey, my mama told me to call and get some chicken wings because she got to go to work. And my grandma, she done passed out next door because she be drinking all the time. And my mama said to me, for me to tell you that we need some food.
Actually, I just understand a little bit. Can you speak a little bit more up?
Okay, my mama said that she want us to get some food.
Okay.
Y'all have food, don't y'all? Hello, mister.
Yes?
Y'all have food?
If I have what you say?
Y'all have food. You know,
food?
like SpaghettiOs.
No, SpaghettiOs, no. Actually, this
but
is Caribbean.
Y'all have chicken, don't y'all?
Yeah, yeah. Roasted chicken.
My mama said for me to call and get some food, because we're supposed to go, me and my little sister supposed to go next door. But my grandma, she drank all the time. She an alcoholic, and she passed
oh, really?
Out, and we hungry.
Okay, so your mommy is gonna come out here?
No, my mommy told me to call y'all and get some food.
And you're going to pick it up?
Well, how much is it?
All right, look, I have one plate of three pieces with two sides. The price is $8.60.
Well, see, my little sister, she allergic to chicken. Do y'all have anything kosher?
No, man.
Oh, well, see, my grandma, she told my mama that she was going to come down there and pick it up, but she done passed out from drinking all the alcohol.
Okay.
So, y'all can't bring it to my house?
Where exactly you living? You're living
right,
around the area?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm in the backyard up in the treehouse because there's somebody in our house, but me and my sister, we so hungry.
Where exactly you are?
Where am I at?
Uh-huh.
I'm at my house.
But where is your house? Where is located?
I'm in my treehouse in the backyard. My little
but,
sister,
but I need the address of your treehouse. What's the,
my treehouse?
Not the treehouse. I
what
need
you
the,
do,
the address
it's,
of
it's,
oh, you.
It's in the backyard. You see me up there. I got a flashlight and everything.
But the thing is that we're on the lever.
See, my grandma, she was going to come get it. I went over there, and my grandma, she got mad, and she kicked the cat out the house.
Okay.
And she told my mama she was going to take us down there to get some chicken.
All right,
and
look,
she
man,
started
if you
drinking.
Look, if you're living around the area, around the Ocean Avenue and Pico, maybe I can deliver it to you. But if it is too far, I cannot do that, man.
See, my grandma, if can you come help us get her up?
But I don't know where is your house. I don't know. I don't know the address.
I'm in my tree house in the backyard.
I know where you are in your tree house, but I need the address to get there. What's the address
See,
of your house?
Mr. Sir, I'm only 9. And
wait,
my grandma,
how old are
she
you?
Won't get up.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
No,
and my grandma, she won't get up. And my mama
I know,
told
but,
me. Come
how old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9?
Yeah, I'm 9.
Is this
me
a joke
and my sister,
something?
All we wanted some chicken. I mean, I got a pocket full of food stamps. And I got some Pokemon cards.
And your seagull something?
What was that again, mister?
You're sick? You sound like you're kind of cold or something like that?
No, this is how I talk because my mom, when she had me, she was a crackhead.
Like I say, man, if you're living around here, maybe I can deliver it, but you have to give me the address.
Well, if you want to, I can meet you down the street on my bicycle. And I'll give you the food stamps. All we need is some chicken.
Look, man, I don't have any delivery present right now, so.
I mean, because, see, my grandma, she got some money, but I'm scared to go over there, because when she be drinking, she be getting crazy.
But you already called the police?
Well, I'm going to call the police first.
That if your grandma is an alcoholic and get crazy, you should call the police.
I mean, one time I went next door to my grandma's house because she had told my mama she had me some cookies.
And where's your mama right now?
And I finger painted a picture for my grandma and she threw it in my face and paint got everywhere. And then she kicked me.
And your little sister, how old is she?
My grandma, I think she's old.
No, your little sister.
What was that, mister?
Where is your little sister?
She's sleeping.
All right, look, man, I got people. I'm busy right now. So give me a call again and see what can I do for you.
I want some chicken. I just told you that, mister.
Just give me a call again and see what can I do for you, all right?
I got people. If I can get my grandma up, can you come drive me? Because she's drunk.
I see what can I do for you. Just give me a call later, all right?
All right. Mister.
All right. Fun. Should we do more live prank calls? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, if you want to.
I need more calls, man. That was a classic, though.
That was a classic. Yeah. Okay, everybody. Sorry, we're kind of. I'm trying to do like three things at the same time here.
I'll throw my shirt. Say hi to everybody on the show, Richard.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Say hi to everybody on the show, Richard. Say hello.
What?
Say hello.
Okay, you're on the radio?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Hello.
It's Richard.
Hello.
Who's Richard?
Yeah, Richard's back on the show. Yes, we hear you, Richard.
The Mexican guy?
Richard's calling from Texas.
Oh, wow. I thought he was in Hawaii.
Yeah, Richard calling from Texas. Remember him?
Richo Gonzalez. Yeah, I remember him. Okay. All right, good.
Okay. He just wanted to say hello. He's calling to check in. He told me to tell you hello.
Okay. All right, I'm going to call Irene Wilde. She's in England, in Wales. Yeah, a woman who answered about 2 minutes ago, looks like here. Hang on, folks. Irene Wilde coming up on the mouth. Shit.
I got a feeling this is going to be the last call of the night. It's midnight. And I'm losing it.
Hello?
I'm losing it. Hello?
Hello?
I'm running out of gas. I'm losing it. This is Irene?
Sorry?
Irene?
Yes?
I'm losing it.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I've lost it. It's not the same with me. Like always, I'm always on top of my game and I'm reaching out, Irene. I'm not bringing my A game tonight. I'm not all there.
and I'm disappointing you and everyone else.
I'm sorry, I think he's got the wrong number.
This is Irene. This is Mrs. Wild.
Yes.
Of course I know you.
But who are you?
When I was younger, you knew me very well. This is Valente.
I don't think so.
I'm friends with Pierce Julianne.
Of friends of?
Pierce Julianne.
No, you've got the wrong Irene. I'm so sorry.
Irene, I know you from long ago.
I can't tell.
I feel not all there. The strength is gone from my will, and everyone is just noticing and telling me, you're not doing enough. You're not doing it right. There's
Where
lacking.
Are you?
Valente. This is Valente.
No, I'm so sorry, but...
If you were to hang...
The sun because I don't know you. I've never known you.
I want you to understand when you hang up that phone, it's going to break my heart, and another human being is going to be heartbroken.
Is there anyone else you can ring?
Do you know that Jesus said that when he was sick, you were supposed to come and give him clothes? And when he was in prison, you were supposed to come visit him. And now I'm reaching out to you, and I need you to give me clothes. Because I'm naked, and you clothed me. And I was hungry, and you fed me. And I was horny, and you fucked me! I'm sorry.
Alright, I'm so sorry. I don't think I can help.
I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. You see how I'm telling you I'm losing it. I'm not all there. Can you find
that? Where are you?
I'm in my car.
Ring Samaritans.
Who's that?
Samaritans.
What do they do?
I haven't got the number now, but it's Samaritans can help you.
Do they have salmon?
Get onto a directory inquiry and ring Samaritans.
Will you transfer me?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Of course you can. You hit. Do you have a pound button?
I don't know where you are, but I'm in the middle of the night here.
I'm in the United States of America, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, well, I'm in the UK, and it's 4 o'clock a.m.
It's like you're like the third nicest country in the world.
Yeah.
It's your lackluster country.
What's your problem? What's happened?
I'm a little upset because of my lack of fortitude tonight and the decrease in my virility. And I'm calling you, someone who I've trusted in the past.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help you in this direction. So sorry.
Can't you just uplift my spirits, please? Oh, okay. That was fun.
You have $4.
And that...
Yeah, nice lady.
And that is what we call a UK wake-up call. Alright. Oops. It helps if I have my mic turned on. Yeah, it's 5 a.m. and she hasn't complained once, Nunu says. Doesn't even sound pissed. Very, you got a point. That lady was really like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Call Samaritans. She almost got me the number. What a nice little lady. Alright. Guys, I'm going to end the show. Milkman, I'm sorry. I'm sorry the rest
no.
of you. Yeah?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do it.
I have to. I have no choice.
Oh! No.
I have no choice. It's an early...
not natural calls, man.
Early end to the show, unless you guys want to hear me just play stuff. I'm not... I can't do more show. I'm just not feeling there. I'm feeling down. Not down, just... It's like I'm tired of little sleep this week, and I'm like, yeah, and I just...
You know what you can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it tonight, and I feel bad because Rick would might call in. No, he's not going to. He said he was going to call in by 12, so he's not even online. He was recording an album right now with this band, but I don't think he's going to make it, so it's okay, no big deal. That would suck if he actually made it.
He's productive. You
know. He is productive. He works, yeah, he works like days on end, hours and hours on end. He lives in that freaking studio, man. It's insane. Insane. Well, Milkman, you used to do work in studios, right? That's not uncommon, right, Milkman? Milkman? Oh, shit. How does this happen to Milkman? He gets muted. I don't even touch that computer. Milkman, you there now? That's just silence. I don't know. You see, this is why I'm ending. Milkman, come back so we can end the show. If not, I'm going to have to end it without you. I think Milkman's so upset that he muted himself. Jeez. All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for calling. Ted, are you around? Can you do your best Milkman impersonation?
Yep.
Do your best Milkman take us out of here impersonation until he gets here.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening in on the Mad House. I'm Generalissimo Carlito, the Generalissimo of the Mad House. Thank you for entertaining us here. I'd like to thank Ted for the team speak. We got this nice server that we talk on here. Yeah, thank you goes out to Mr. Ted. And Tuck, that redneck son of a bitch. If I ever find him, I'm going to kick his ass.
I'm going to kick his ass. Oh, man.
Prankcall.info.com.
Prankcall.info.com. Milkman, where the hell are you, man? He's not even talking. All right, see, this is why we had to end the show. Lonesome Loser, thank you for sending numbers. You sent a lot more numbers than I got to call tonight. I'm very sorry. Very, very sorry. I want to thank Eve the Queefer, Eve the Vagina Farter, for calling in. I want to say what's up to Sweet Kisses, who's out there listening tonight, I heard. Sweet Kisses, you're awesome. Thank you for not breaking Milkman's heart. And stay true. Yeah, keep listening. I love it.
Thank you.
We haven't talked to her in a while. I love it when Sweet Kisses... Sometimes Milkman will come for Sweet Kisses in with us. It's kind of cool when he does that. And yeah. What else is going on? Who else called in? Anybody else? Jonathan called in. The Bad Boys of Iowa called in. That guy.
Yeah, a bunch of new people and stuff I never heard of.
There's a lot of new people listening tonight. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. And a lot of people talking to me tonight, but
and calling in and being productive.
All right, I'm gonna drink as much of this beer as I can right now here. Let's see how many seconds I can last.
All right. Okay. 1 second. 2 seconds. 3 seconds.
Bullshit, that was like 30 seconds, man. I went down the wrong way. Nunu says the logo is important. That's what they click on at the top of the screen. They just show the logo, so it needs to look good and big. Nunu's talking about Justin. Yeah, I got to do some more configuration. It was the first time on there. I'm glad to see it worked. We had up to 23 listeners on there. We had up to...
Configuration of the amalgamation of the integration of the thing.
Yeah, I'll fix it. What else? We had about 19 on the mouth. We had about 19 on Syndicate, so 20. We had about 60 listeners. You know, that's not bad for a slow night.
Oh,
man. Pretty soon, I'm telling you, we are going to have a lot of listeners. This show is really picking up steam lately, and I'm really excited about it. I'm going to say an invitation to all you podcast listeners, all you who listen on the podcast. If you're ever at home on a Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Podcast is important.
Yes. If you're ever listening on a Thursday night, I mean, if you're ever home
you
on
know,
a Thursday
I have a
night.
Podcast. Did you know that? Call
you,
it up.
You
did
do.
You still have a podcast?
The Tuckalution.
Tuckalution. Yes,
Tuckalution.
Revolutuck.
Revolutuck. I know that.
Revolutuck.
Revolutuck. Is
and
a
now you know.
That's, you're on episode 7. Episode 17.
Frankcall.info.com. Go on there and... 15.
Number
15. Okay. And putting new stuff every week.
Cool. All right, cool. Yeah, but all you podcast listeners, listen live on a Thursday night. You ever get a chance, you know. A lot of you have been checking in lately, and it's really, really positive to see that. We've got a lot of people. A lot of people. I guess that's it. Oh, someone else called in. Who the hell? There was someone else that called in, too. I don't know, man. The Iowa called in. There was the first guy. Oh, yeah, Hollywood Vanja. Yeah, he was a good pranker. Very good stuff. Okay, anyway, we're out of here. Thank you to everybody in Syndicate, too, who listen. And thank you for dealing with technical issues on Syndicate. Yeah. Be sure to listen. I'm hoping Zolar's on tomorrow night. I'm not certain. No confirmation. But regardless, stay tuned to Syndicate all weekend. Plenty of entertainment there. Basically, any time of the week. You can listen to that. Was Lego on last night? Anybody? Do you know? Was Lego on last night? I was busy. I guess not. I don't know. Thanks to Sidekick Chuck and the rest of your kids. Yeah, Lego was on. Oh, yeah, DTT called.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. DTT, yeah. A great call from DTT. And like I was trying to say, DTT, man, there are a few listeners who can say they've heard the first show and how bad it was. The first time the show was on the air, which are 3-year anniversary we'll be here in about 2 months. No, more than that. It'll be here in like 3 months. We're 2 years.
It was more like summer.
Yeah, well, it's June, late June. Yeah, we got like 3 months still. More than that. Anyway, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary. Yeah, but that's how long DTT's been listening to us. So he's a long time good man. He's a Madhouse good man. And everybody, be sure to go to the forums, madhouselive.com/forums, and register and post. Check out some pranks that are up there. A lot of information, a lot of good times. I'm trying to get the ball rolling. Anybody who's listening now, if you get a chance, register for the forums and just post every once, maybe once a day, go and post twice. Post a response and post a thread. If you can, I ask you, 2 posts a day, 1 visit to the Madhouse site for the time being, and just 2 posts a day at least. It'll help get these forums moving, and maybe we can start getting even more listeners here to the show. Milkman, you're just in the show is Post over, Milkman. The show is over, Milkman. The show.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, I tried to get you
it
on.
It can't be over.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It can't be over.
Johnny come lately. Yo, it's the official end. Everybody, we're out of here. Where's my outro? Maybe it won't be over, Milkman. Maybe you're lucky. Maybe you're lucky. No, we're done. All right, Milkman, call me after the show. Will you please call me in about... Call me back in about 5 minutes, please. Thank you. All right, everybody, we're out of here. We'll catch you next week for a longer show, I promise. A normal show. But thank you. We had fun anyway. MadhouseLive.com, SyndicateRadio.tv, PrankCall.info.com.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number 2.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.